Yeah, let's give it up for Liquid IV.
Yeah.com,
baby. Promo code Nooners over there is going to get you 20% off your first order. Rage this weekend, jobless on accident. I feel like it was an accidental rage this weekend.
Yeah.
And I needed some Liquid IV to start off the day. I start every day with a Liquid IV. Our kids are using Liquid IV.
Yes.
They've got the new and improved sugar-free Liquid IVs as well. And Pear is back. Pear is back. That's my favorite. Pear was my favorite there. Big fan. But hanging out, watching sports, hanging out with the friends and all that other stuff. You start boozing, you lose track of time, and then you're like, oh, shit. I need to rehydrate for the week. Got to pop in that Liquid IV. Are you a daily girl? Because I don't see you every single morning all the time.
Yeah, I'm a daily girl. So I do one of the sugar-free grapes or the sugar-free apple, which are my new faves, in 24 ounces.
Okay.
So it is supposed to be just in, they say, like, put a packet in 16 ounces.
16 ounces of water.
And that's going to hydrate you double. I put in the 24 ounce, maybe onesie or twosie.
Yeah.
And go through the day.
Yeah,
it's life changing.
I call it Hydration Monday here on the show because it's one of those things where, again, you go hard over the weekends, you got the kids, you're not eating great, you're boozing with some friends or whatever, and then boom, reset on Mondays, pop in the Liquid IV and you're good to go. But it's a little pouch. That's it. You're ripping open, popping into liquid, 16 ounces or more. And you're good to go. Super easy there. Three times the electrolytes. No artificial sweeteners. 8 vitamins and nutrients. Non-GMO and free from gluten, dairy, and soy. Weekends are for going wild. Have a game plan for Monday with Liquid IV. Grab your Liquid IV hydration multiplier, sugar-free in bulk nationwide at Costco, or get 20% off your first order when you go to liquidiv.com and use the code Nooners at checkout. That's 20% off your first order when you shop Superior Hydration today using promo code Nooners at liquidiv.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Ross Patterson Revolution! Brought to you by GhostBed.com!
Yeah, JB!
Weird.
Look at the hat I'm wearing today, huh?
Oh.
A little throwback.
I love it.
This is velvet, by the way. This
velvet?
Is nice. Yeah.
Or corduroy?
Oh, that's beautiful. What is that, velvet?
Oh.
I think it's velvet. Maybe it's corduroy. Who knows?
Yeah.
I'm not a seamstress.
I know.
Okay?
I know.
I'm not a haberdasher.
Yeah.
That's not in my job description, baby.
Yeah, it's a large ribbed corduroy.
It's nice.
Yeah.
It's nice, isn't it?
Yeah.
Deal's closed. So we are the official hard seltzer, Hard AF Seltzer, is the official hard seltzer of the Tampa Bay Rays and then also the Tampa Bay Rowdies. Now, we brought this up on fake news last week, but we didn't bring it up here. Bob, if you could show the logo for the Rowdies, it looks a lot like your co-host from Crime Corner.
Right.
So pop that up for the people, Bob, because I'm putting in an order today. Need to know some sizes for some Rowdies gear.
Yeah.
Is it weird that on the phone call too, like to close this, I was like, hey, I'm actually super stoked about the Rowdies.
Yeah. I think we all are.
Anybody with sweet logos in gear like this, I'm all in. Look at that, dude. The Rowdies. Come on.
Yes.
Baby.
That's Coop right there. So we need to have him do some like voiceover for that guy.
For the Rowdies.
Yeah.
Yeah, for the Rowdies. But what's the guy's name? What's their mascot? Because then Coop could be
Rowdy.
The official mascot. Is it Rowdy?
I don't know.
Because if that's the name
who
of
knows?
It, then Coop could be it.
It's actually Pete the Pelican is who they're like, who the mascot they have running around.
Oh, okay. Running around. All right. We don't have a name for this guy, this
I don't
fine
know that
young
we do,
gentleman.
Yeah. It's Rowdy Roddy Piper.
Oh,
yeah,
that'd be
yeah,
great.
Yeah.
R.I.P.
It's something like that.
R.I.P. to Rowdy
Roddy. Rowdy Roddy or yeah. whatever.
Whatever it is. We'll have Coop do some voiceover and all the fun stuff for it. But that went late into the eve last night.
So did
kind of easing into the day. A little bit tardy today. Surprised their legal team was up that late, by the way. Holy shit.
Well.
You know?
Where was it?
Tampa. They're in Tampa.
The legal team's in Tampa?
Yeah. Florida.
You never know.
Florida.
You never know.
They got the tax breaks. They got all the fun stuff down there in Florida, you know? So it's fun and it's all done. And now I'm looking forward to being a Rowdies fan for the next 2 years, you know?
Yeah.
Locked in.
We're all excited.
We're all in for the Rowdies.
It's our Wrexham.
It is. It is our Wrexham. So we're going to have to start to follow them.
Yeah.
We are picking up with the Rowdies, though. I believe their first two games have played. Bob, what's the Tampa Bay Rowdies record right now? What do we got down there so we can start to see these guys grow and climb, you know?
Yeah.
And maybe make the next level if that's a possibility. I don't really know how that works for those guys. But what do we got as far as standings go?
They are 0-2.
Okay.
God damn it.
No points yet.
Fuck!
I'm sorry, they have 2 points. They have 2 points
Man,
in the league so far.
Now I know why they wanted that deal done last night, you know? Starting off 0-2.
It looks like they are still in playoff contention, though.
We're not 0-2.
Oh, I'm sorry, 0-2-0.
We have two draws.
Okay.
Oh. Okay.
Jesus Christ.
Undefeated.
Bob. We're undefeated.
Yeah.
Fucking Bob doesn't know
Jesus
soccer.
Christ, dude. Lead with the Rowdies are undefeated.
You can't advance with the draw.
Damn, Bob.
But yeah.
Son of a bitch. So we haven't lost. We're an undefeated soccer team. Sorry. Sorry about it.
Yeah.
Son of a bitch, Bob.
Yeah.
That's going to send me today, man. I'm going to be sent all day.
I feel like we should go to the games like looking like how Ryan Reynolds and them do, which is just like, you can tell that they're super famous and like, do you know what I mean? We go and just kind of
drinking. Rowdies royalty.
Yeah.
Rowdies
and we just kind
royalty
of like sunglasses and like don't want to talk to anyone, even though no one's going to come up to
us. No, they're going to know.
But we can just be like, oh, no.
They're
going to
know where it's just like, hey.
We could go in the last row like they do and just kind of wave from the top.
Hey, everybody.
Listen,
I mean, the sweet.
It's hard to be Tampa Bay royalty, right?
Yeah.
We're not in the Magic Jack family.
That's true. We're also not in the Hogan family.
Right.
Hulk Hogan runs that town, by the way.
Oh, does he?
Yeah. He's kind of the man down there.
No, the Magic Jack family does.
What is that?
You don't remember Magic Jack?
No. I don't know. Otherwise, I would have said it.
It was phone through dial-up internet. Yeah. Remember the Magic Jack?
The Magic Jack.
You paid like $20 for phone.
Okay. And then you got that, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, that's fun.
But, I mean, they were based in Tampa.
You can see it here.
So it's kind of like a...
Oh, yeah. The old Magic Jack. Look at that.
It's like... Nice.
They run that town.
Yeah. Is that their whole empire?
Shamwell guy or something, you know?
Yeah. Didn't the Shamwell guy have like a sad story, like a really hard downfall?
I think a prostitute bit his tongue off or something.
That's right.
Something
Holy
like this,
shit.
Right?
Yeah.
I love an infomercial. That could be my next series.
He was born to do this. You want to know what his name is? This has to be a porno name, but for a peddling shit. His name is Vince Offer.
Yes.
The Shamwell guy.
Shamwell guy.
Yeah, Vinny Offer.
He was always super fucking weird.
He's an infomercial pitch man, director, writer, and comedian.
What did he used to do? He beat up a prostitute?
Comedian.
No, a prostitute bit his tongue off.
That's right.
So it was like something that kind of exposed, like the story itself exposed the fact that like everything you thought about him was true.
Yeah, that he was fucking crazy.
I don't think it changed that much for what he did, except for people were like...
So what happened was a 26-year-old prostitute was biting his tongue and refused to let go, so he just started punching her in the head.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then
he cleaned up the blood with a Shamwell, right?
Gosh, I'm such a Shamwell guy apologist, huh?
Yeah.
Okay, so then he beat her up. Okay.
Yeah.
Jesse,
by the way, come on,
Jabes.
You know, he cleaned his life up. He got married in 2014, had a kid. They're divorced now, but
well, that's going to happen, you know.
Cleaned up his act. Cleaned up his act.
Yes. Offer was also he escaped Scientology and they started a smear campaign against him.
Oh,
ooh, maybe that was prostitute.
You think so?
Maybe. Maybe
because it really was just like a hard turn.
Yeah,
where he was,
they
like,
might have sent over a prosty and a sting, you know.
And what sucks is like he didn't invent ShamWow, so you think like, oh, okay, like he's ShamWow guy, like he has all that money, but right. he was literally just the pitch guy.
Oh, he had no back end points. He
didn't.
In ShamWow.
I mean, look, I don't know. I didn't go over his contracts, but yeah, he was just the guy.
Okay,
it wasn't like, oh, this is my company, and I'm.
I think he got some. I think he's got some back end on that deal. That's just a guess. It's just a guess.
Ross, did you ever go out for the underground comedy movie?
No, I didn't. What year was it?
99.
No, I wasn't there yet.
Okay.
Why? Who was he in that?
He directed it and maybe wrote, directed and starred in it. I mean, you know.
So you're saying I could have, if I'd arrived in Hollywood earlier, done a movie with the ShamWow guy?
I guess so. I mean, Michael Clark Duncan was in it.
Oh, shit. Oh, okay. My hair balls.
Joey Buttafuoco. Michael Clark Duncan actually plays, his character is Gay Virgin.
Ah, okay.
And I think this guy, that comedian is a gay man who's, I think, about to take Michael Clark Duncan's virginity in the sketch, if I had to guess.
Yeah.
Oh, Slash is in it, too.
From Guns N' Roses. You don't say. Yeah. A little GNR in there? That's nice.
Was it nominated?
For an Independent Spirit Award?
Anything.
Was
I mean,
it
look
up for
at
a Cassavetes Award?
Who knows?
It's a beautiful movie, though. I would love to watch that on Laserdisc one day.
Also got just Bobby Lee back. In it.
Bobby Lee, the podcaster?
Yes. Bobby Lee.
Mm. Oh, no shit. Look at that, dude.
It was nominated for a Teen Choice Award.
Shut up.
Wow.
Some say that's better.
Wow.
Some say that's better, you know? Speaking of Teen Choice Awards, the messiah of it, who won all of them back in the day, was Amanda Bynes. And this is a sad story here with young Amanda. She was roaming the streets of Los Angeles, buck naked, flagged down a car, and then asking for help. Now, here's the weird part about this, is somebody did pull over. She did get in the car and then called 911 on herself to get her help and said she was having a psychotic break.
Mm-hmm.
That's a sad story. Her parents just released a statement saying they're not considering another conservatorship in the wake of her psych hold. So she is in a 51-50 right now, and they're trying to figure it out.
She, around the time that Brittany was getting out of her conservatorship, kind of parlayed that into her also being like, I don't need my conservatorship anymore either. I'm in the same boat. And her parents, I guess, Bob, you can fact check me, but her parents were like, okay. Like,
yeah,
it's a nightmare. If you don't want to do it, like, whatever. And then this kind of happens because she was doing okay.
Both need
she wasn't great, but she was like,
ships, though.
Yeah.
Both do.
When you have the kind of like mental illness where as soon as you start feeling better, you stop taking your meds, you need a conservatorship to make sure that like they can get you medical help and have some kind of say in that, right?
Yeah. Now, and did these look like stage parents to you?
No.
No. That's right? Why I think they were just like, okay, they're like we were trying people. To help you. Right.
This,
and then,
this doesn't look like Jessica Simpson's dad. Right. This doesn't look like Britney Spears'
exactly.
dad.
Exactly.
Normal parents.
Like that dad?
To, yeah. Yep. Yeah. Gosh, what is he wearing? You know what I mean?
Who knows?
Didn't have a stylist.
Who knows? I feel bad for this one here.
This hurts.
This one hurts. So I told this story, I think, the last time she was going through shit like this. Like, I'd gone to a dinner with her years ago, and she was the most type A, business-driven person ever. And like, dude, this is a total shock. So this is some fucking crazy real mental illness, psychotic break, because like, dude, we thought she was going to be the most successful person of all time. That goddamn show, she did that sketch show. For a kid to do a sketch show like that was probably the best kids sketch show. I mean, do you top it, I guess? The Amanda Bynes show?
All That.
Is that what it's called?
No. She started out on All That, but then, yeah, then she got her own sketch show.
Yeah, she got it. It's called
saying.
The Amanda
All
Bynes
was
show.
Probably like top of the line kid show. It's like right. Kid SNL.
Right. But she was in that as well. And I mean, man, it's a shocker. This one's a fucking shocker. Britney Spears, not a shock. This one, total shock. And I don't really know why. I mean, look, you just showed her parents there. They don't have that crazy look in their eyes like Britney's parents, you know, where it's just like, oh, let's get fucking money hungry for the kid. Now, she was very ambitious on her own. This is a bizarre one for me. I don't really understand it, to be honest with you, but she definitely needs a conservatorship.
Yeah. I mean, it's mental illness.
It is, but why does it keep happening to kids out there in particular?
You mean child stars?
Yes.
People taken away from a normal childhood and put in front of cameras and
yeah, audiences and weren't able to like learn life lessons and how to deal with things. And
yeah,
if there was something going on, it being caught earlier, whatever. I don't know.
Look at the difference. Look at the difference between Jeanette McCurdy's mom, who Jeanette McCurdy now has a project called I'm Glad My Mom Died.
Yeah.
Because she was so fucking fucked up.
Okay.
Yeah.
Look at this. Look at this star fucking I wish I was the famous one mom.
Right. Yeah. You know, it's funny you say that. It really is kind of how it is.
Yeah.
And then these two.
Yeah. Right.
Who you couldn't identify if you had just seen them 2 seconds ago. That's how fucking beige they are.
I just saw them in Iowa like a week ago. You know what I'm saying? Like that. They look like that.
Look at this. I mean, this is just like normal. Makes me want to vomit.
Yeah.
That dad sold me a hammer.
Oh, yeah. at an Ace Hardware that's...
it was like a smaller, like a local hardware.
He franchised it. So he has his own name on it. It's Bynes. Oh. Ace Hardware.
It's Co. Ron Bynes.
It's like Breed Co. Yeah. You know, it's like, all right.
Ron's.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ron Bynes.
Ron really Bynes Ace.
Ace Hardware, yeah. Ace is the place for Ron Bynes. Yeah. Hammers. And, you know, you go up
all
there and buy
all your grilling needs. Yeah.
Oh, but that one hurt, man. Just rolling through the streets nude of L.A. What the fuck, dude? Get out of there. Just get out of Los Angeles altogether, I guess, at that point. Go home to Iowa. Go live with Ron Bynes and just work at the shop, you know, just kind of do part time at the shop and, you know, write, try to figure it out, go through some therapy, whatever that is. This one made me sad.
Right.
I don't feel good about this one.
Right.
At all.
I just think it's a cautionary tale to get, you know, for people to be out of conservatorships.
It is. And Brittany,
like, I know it sounds, crazy.
I know.
To have someone like be in charge. I would welcome, my God, please take care of everything for me.
Full body pic of the dad's even better here.
Oh, Ron Bynes. I don't even know if that's his name. Oh, and look at Cheryl.
Ron
and Cheryl Bynes.
Normal folks.
Look at them.
Just trying to get through the world.
Or is she a Barb? I don't know. Babs Bynes.
Babs Bynes, you know. Damn it all, that sucks. That sucks. Normal peeps. Now, on the flip side of this, you have the whole Culkin family, which my money would have been all in that they would be the ones fucked up naked down the streets. And instead, each of them just kind of keep killing it in their own way. Macaulay Culkin voluntarily stepped away from acting just because he was so rich that he just didn't care. Mm-hmm. And then only showed back up for projects that he liked.
Mm-hmm.
Which is fucking awesome. That Monster movie was one of my favorites, too.
Party Monster
was one of my faves back in the day. And then he'll kind of show up and shit. He's just commercials, whatever. Rory is on, you know, biggest drama on television, Succession. Right. They're about to get geared up. Is that tonight? Is it March 21st?
No. Or is it has to be a Sunday.
It's going to be Sunday, right? Yeah. Is it next Sunday?
I think it's a Sunday coming up.
Yeah. Can't wait for that.
HBO doesn't usually premiere on a Tuesday, but hey.
That's right. You're right. It's not Sunday. It's usually Sundays. And then you've got the you know, Rory. You got Rory out there in these streets, dude, with his fucking huge-ass dick now. What the fuck? Internet's agape. Mouth agape with his cock size for Rory Culkin. He's in a new
Internet's
movie
agape.
Called Swarm on Amazon Prime. It's describing it as a mega hit show. Now, I've been gone for a little bit, but he's shredded and he's got a fucking hammer on him. Bob, do you have a pic of that hammer? Obviously, we're on YouTube today, so we can't show that dick. But
I have not found a
come on, Bob, pic you're better dick than this.
I might
really
what
go to Twitter. Just type in because Twitter will have the dong.
What is
there.
It streaming on? I can just get it in HD.
Amazon
here.
Prime.
Okay,
Amazon Prime.
But I don't know what episode or any of that stuff is, and I'm gonna need to see that hog.
Is
pretty
it full
quickly.
Frontal hog?
You can get a time.
Apparently, it
probably
is. Just type in Rory Culkin time nude, code. Nude. I bet you somebody screenshotted it and put it on Twitter.
So,
mostly just the abs. He's got a Delco chest too.
Man, are we seeing that? Are Giorgio. We seeing that? I mean, Jesus, Giorgio.
Giorgio, calm down.
My God, dude. Calm You're going to be at the Giorgio. Sex club staring directly into his eyes in 2 weeks.
They went to a sex club together this weekend.
We went to a medieval fair.
They went to a Ren
fair.
Oh,
you guys went to a Ren fair this week?
We did, yeah.
Okay, Bob, in the meantime, look for that hog, please, okay? I don't think I can get through the show without seeing it.
How does it take him this long to find a hog, but he can find all kinds of animals?
I know, animal assholes in like 2 seconds.
It's a specific dick.
That's not that. You've got all the animal assholes saved.
Yeah, and, but is there any animal? I can't. It's going to take me longer to find Babe the Pig's prolapsed rectum than just any pig's prolapsed rectum.
Yeah. Like if you just said, hey, find me a big dick, he would have had that in his bookmarks.
Right.
But if it's like a specific dick,
you take your time.
Harder
Bob.
To find.
I gotta see that.
You
hawk.
Know what? Jesse's not wrong. When we went to the Ren Fair, the medieval time fair.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
From what we heard from the employees that work there, the people that are kind of camping on the grounds, big poly fest.
Poly really? Subdom. Okay. It's always been
really
the mask of weird ass sex stuff. Yeah.
No kidding. Yeah. Yep. I've always thought that when you go, because you're like, oh, I bet you somebody's trying to fuck one of the knights, you know? It's kind of like Cable
it's
Guy.
The one place.
I give the knights free cable. Yeah. Like, I bet you they're doing some weird shit.
It's the one place where, like, all those people, not you guys, but people that go to it all the time, like, the ladies get to...
Why are you cutting us out?
Because I'm saying you weren't...
Traveling and going to every one of them.
Plans to go back.
I know, but I'm not saying. What I'm saying is you don't need to do that, either of you, to like.
And their culture is not your costume, okay? Because they live that life, and it's a lifestyle. If you're a Ren Fair person, that's your lifestyle.
I felt pretty at home there, to be honest.
Did you?
Yeah, but they knew you weren't.
They knew you weren't one of them.
Like, but I'm glad you felt that way.
Giorgio. Show the picture of you guys. So I looked at it on your Instagram.
Yeah, Giorgio fit in.
Delco? No, Delco fit in. He had a full chain link fucking thing. And
Giorgio was like...
Pop open Delco's Instagram.
Giorgio was...
Look at this. Hang on. Just for the audience. Look at that. That guy looks like he's a fucking Ren Fair expert.
That's a child's costume from Party City.
So it what? Is.
Yeah.
So what? He looks like he's ready to fucking throw down.
That was $40.
Now go to a pic of Giorgio. Okay? Look at that.
Look.
No.
Yes, he looks like he's in...
a peasant. He looks like a peasant. But
he looks right out of Robin Hood.
He also looks like he's in downtown Austin. You know, like...
Really?
That
with
doesn't,
that shirt?
Yes.
No, with the ties and the shirt?
No.
Who's
the dude on the right? Is that another one of your buddies?
Randy. It's Randy.
Okay, so Randy looks like he's good. You look like you're good. And then Giorgio's like, hey, I've also got an art show downtown Austin.
I think I'm just pissed that... This is something that Giorgio and I have talked about for a very long time of like going to Ren Fair.
Yeah.
And so like I was just a little bit pissed.
Okay.
We had to check it out first and like learn the land. Know
Lay
what
the
cool
land.
Things to do.
The mead. See what was good.
The turkey leg.
Maybe get a camping spot.
I did get a turkey leg.
Did you really?
Yeah.
How was that turkey leg?
It was great.
Dry.
Yeah, dry.
They're always dry. Gosh, they look better than... They look so good when they're in there.
You know,
and then,
it was greasy.
I've been
greasy
tricked
and
into
dry.
A,
yeah, yeah, yeah,
I've been tricked into honestly, a turkey not, leg a lot.
Wasn't
and it,
that
it
dry.
Always looks so good, and then you're like, this is...
Wasn't that dry?
Bone dry.
Not a great hog.
Bone dry.
Bone dry.
So it's a quote DDL.
What is, okay, so Bob's
Whoa.
Found.
Here.
Whoa.
There's his hog
okay.
with a bowl of strawberries.
All right, first of all, the hog is not impressive. Don't know why people are saying that. And it's smashed up against a bowl of freshly
Bob, is this really
cut
it?
Strawberries. Yes, this is it.
Oh, well then, no. I was like, I was like, oh, it's a prosthetic. Whatever you're going to show me, it's not going to be
it's
real.
Not a prosthetic.
No, that one's real.
That's real. It's not great. I wouldn't have done that if I were him. But when you're on steroids, there's nothing we can really do about it. So,
That looks like a grower.
Yeah, it's just a soft dick.
You think he'll grow?
I think it's a grower.
Soft dick. Pressed
that's not
wrong
hard.
With a soft dick. Pressed up against a cold bowl.
Yeah. In
sure
front of a bunch
ask,
of people, lights
sure he
on.
He didn't ask for the bowl to be heated up.
Do you think there's a better pick of the dick? like maybe a little like a half chub.
That's all I need to see right there. We're all good on that.
Okay. But this is a funny one. Everyone's fucking up in arms about.
Yeah, dude. I mean, I'll read some of the comments.
Wait. Here we go.
I feel like this is. Oh, I saw it. Hang on, I just saw it flop.
He's a grower. No.
Can we see that flop midair?
Where's the flop?
Oh, he's eating the strawberries.
Yeah. Well, he definitely has a prosthetic nose, right?
Don't know. And jump. Let's see that jump. Oh, I think that might have been the strawberries in the bowl.
Yeah,
it wasn't his penis. So, yeah, sorry about that.
I bet he's a good 6.5, 7.
That's not true. That's not true.
He could be. Could grow.
That's not true.
Uncirked for sure.
So what they're saying is Rory Culkin, I'll just read some of the comments here. Rory Culkin going viral for a dick scene in Swarm and not for his amazing acting.
Also, how tall is he?
Rory Culkin, I want to be your slave. That's a nice one. You don't hear that very often. A little slavery talk. Rory Culkin, strawberry scene, please. Oh, yes, my eyes. No way they had Rory Culkin just show his cock off and then dip. So people wanted to see more than that, but you know, there is some haters. There's some haters out there as well.
Okay, so Rory, by the way, is not in Succession.
Right. That's another brother.
I got bad news for us.
Right.
So you were like,
they've got a whole fucking family of Culkins that are kids that are just
You were like, he's gearing up for a big premiere.
No. The other brother. Correct. Because they've got a whole family of actors, and how the fuck are they all normal? Especially smashing your dong up against a strawberry bowl. Like, how are they all normal? And then
I'm ruining it, Ross.
Amanda Bynes is
body double.
That's a body. Why would you use a double with a small dick?
I just got word. It's the double.
Who said that?
Maybe the character is supposed to have a small dick.
Who said that? Damn it.
By the way, this is Rory Culkin, the Rory Culkin you probably know.
Right.
From Signs.
Yeah.
Right.
Big Signs fan.
Rory didn't really ever pop.
What? He had to grow up. Okay? He had to grow up from being in a billion-dollar movie, and now he's all grown and he's ready to party.
Okay. Right? I mean, they're all like fairly same age, but okay.
No, they're not. Okay? Rory had to take his time. Grow a little bit. I'm sorry that you don't understand that.
Oh, okay.
Home Alone is what, 89?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, Signs was in what, 2002 probably?
Signs was 02. Home Alone was 90 or 91.
Yeah. So he's a good 12 years younger than, he wasn't even fucking born for Home Alone. He didn't even get to see that shit. Wow. He didn't even get to see Donald Trump tell him to take a right and go down the hallway. Like he didn't get to meet Donald Trump. He wasn't alive, James.
Yeah. There's so many Culkins. Sorry.
That's what I'm saying. But how does the whole family of Culkins turn out normal?
What happened to Quinn Culkin? What happened to Christian Culkin? Jennifer?
How many fucking Culkins are there?
Dakota.
Oh, Dakota was a thing for a while.
What happened to Shane Culkin?
Is there 7 brothers and sisters?
Yeah.
Wow, dude. Is there a pic of the whole fam? Let's see their
parents. There may be some.
Let's see their parents.
There may be some half sibs going on.
His parents do not look normal.
Let's see it.
Oh no! Famously, they weren't though, right?
Yeah.
They're like a artsy New York family.
Yeah.
Wow, right? How weird. Look at that. I mean, you have the ugly dad and mom, and then you have these cute little kids.
And then you have the two most successful kids.
It's unbelievable.
In this picture.
It's unbelievable. Yeah, and they probably blocked the other kids out. Oh, they weren't born yet. Okay. All right. Now, those guys look like they're on a crime corner with you, like where they got, you know, picked up on the side of the road in Oregon.
That's definitely a picture where, like, they seemed so happy.
They seemed so happy. And then the kids grew up in a box.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. It seems like a couple that Joel's wife would like.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
That sick fuck.
I know. A lot. Ding it. James, we were watching The Bachelor last night.
Yeah.
And, this one hurts my heart to talk about today.
Yeah.
You know, every dude out there is watching The Bachelor with their ladies.
Nope.
Not one. You have to.
Nah.
Do people still watch it?
You guys are single. Yeah, people for a reason.
I think they gave up on it after Harrison got canned, right?
Sure didn't. Jesse Palmer came on and
I don't feel the same for sure.
Shut the fuck. Jesse Palmer.
I don't feel the same about the show. Jesse Palmer's fine. It's just not the same show at all.
He's great. It's less cheesy with Jesse Palmer there.
I think it's more inviting. More cheesy.
It's more inviting. And I feel more invited.
Less fatherly. Do you know what I mean? Less fatherly advice and more like weird bro.
That's what it's
cheesy
a,
bro.
It's a bro though. Okay. That's what you're doing. That's what you're doing there. And we thought we had the maybe. So the way the season started, it was the dorkiest guy ever. And we mm-hmm. thought it was going to be the most boring ever. Mm-hmm. And we're down to the finale now.
Largely it has been. But he has been the only bachelor that actually is getting rid of crazy, getting rid of drama, getting rid of anyone that has any kind of red flags, drinks too much, whatever it is.
Right.
Whereas before, the producers would be like, you have to keep her for ratings.
Uh-huh.
So he, like, you know, right off the bat is just killing off main characters. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
In his show. He's just killing off the person that you're, like, wanting to see the whole time. Train wreck style.
Sure.
And he's just getting rid of all of those, and you're like, dang, this guy's really fucking in it.
Yeah, and he's not about that life. He's looking for a wife.
Wow.
Then it comes down to the fantasy suites where you get to bone all these ladies if you want to.
Three ladies.
One, there's a couple that are very, very attractive, and he said, look, I'm not going to do this. I'm not going to have sex with any of you guys like in the past shows. Because I'm here for love, mm-hmm. not for lust. And mm-hmm. we were like, oh.
Because that usually messes everything up.
What a baller move.
Yeah, how do you propose to somebody who knows you just boned two other girls?
It's so strange, it's like, I was like, but dang, that's the show.
Like, he's really changing all. Somehow they gave him all kinds of power to just do whatever he wanted on this show. And the producers, I guess, were just like, all right, man, nobody's going to watch, but that's cool. Like,
now, Bob, pull up final three of The Bachelor here.
Wait, how do you propose to someone you've not fucked?
Right, that's what too. I say, too. So there's that element as well.
It goes
where you're
both
like, all right.
Ways, for sure.
Yeah.
Just starfishes?
Is that the final three there? For the old 2023 season.
What's the guy's name again?
God, he's so boring. I don't even remember his name.
All right.
He's not that fun. It's this season.
It's like
so far
Chris
left.
Or a Jonathan or a Chad or a Brad.
The black girl is out. So far left. Just use the three white. Like.
Oh, this one. Top four. Yeah,
there you
okay.
go. Boom. Pop those ladies up on screen there, and this is what it came down to.
Mid.
This is
all mid.
No, you got to see them in real life. That's a bad picture.
So, Delco, that's your girlfriend from Austin.
From Austin.
The
She's the nurse. There.
The blonde.
Looks way better than this picture, I promise.
Yeah,
I'm better than that.
You're not, actually.
The
but,
blonde.
That,
she's super cute.
Yeah, you're, no. this is who you should be with.
In person.
She's very, this is a bad picture of all of them, except for the girl in the middle.
And all of her pictures, Delco, is like paddleboarding in Austin.
Yeah.
That's a substitute teacher.
Very,
mom.
Very attractive.
So is Lázaro López, but I'm not dating him.
You should.
You should.
You knew if you wanted a fucking good life.
Yeah.
If you want a good, fun life, but you don't.
You want somebody to cook for you.
So anyway, these are the three. The one in the middle
is crazy. She's the so I call
she
her
5150. She held it under wraps for a very long time, and then finally, towards the end, right before hometown, she was like, "Hey, just so you know, I'm OCD and I'm on all this medication, and I have like panic attacks and anxiety and
all these
all
voices
these,
in my mind.
Yeah,
that I can't
and then
silence
it's like, can't
and everything
stop,
else.
And I have to go on a loop." Whoa, and he was like, whoa. "He's like, oh, okay." Cool, kept her around.
Yeah, yeah, and ended up having sex
with only her.
With only
right
her
after
and
she
not
had
the two
a nervous breakdown in front of him.
I've never seen anything like it. So if they end up together, if they end up together, I would like my mind would be altered because he should be with the nurse from Austin.
Mm-hmm.
Cute. Nerdy, same thing, fun, just looking to be a good wife, have children. She's got a good job out here, and she's looking for a normal life.
She's chill.
Chill, does not want to anything to do with social media or anything else. She's just like, I'm just looking for a good man.
Mm-hmm.
And like, I was all in, and I was like, God dang it, just marry
right.
her. And
as
let's
boring
do this.
As it may be, just marry her, right?
Now, is the she girl a traveling nurse, though?
No. So she's here. And look, every nurse, I think, these days has the option to travel.
She's
they have to, like, resign. You have to resign
a
deal.
They've got to, look, if you're a nurse out there today, you've got all the power in the world, and it's actually a very, very great job to have right now, both financially and where you actually want to live. Now, the girl on the right, it's a terrible picture of her, but man, she has unbelievably huge tits and has a great job in New York. Very, very smart and has like a porn star body. That wasn't the one he had sex with. He chose the crazy one.
Exactly. Ross, you don't understand. Trauma bonding with someone that you've just met and then having wild sex, especially if they're crazy. Dear God, there's no better like 18 hours than that.
Oh my God.
That was what I said. So
Jesse said this word for word and that Giorgio would go for this literally last night.
No, I just said in general, any dude, nothing will trump a crazy hot girl that's just like down for whatevs and crazy and will probably cry after or whatever. Like that, for some reason, trumps everything.
I don't get it. I don't get it at all. Giorgio, yes, of course. Like that's something he's into. And I think you love the element of danger where you could be cut at some point during the evening.
Like it could all switch at a moment's notice. Like maybe just like a finger snap and she's someone else.
Yeah. And then it's like, oh shit, what happened?
And then it's like you're dating someone new.
But then your jiu-jitsu skills and wrestling skills have to come into play. You'll eventually wrestle the knife from her arm and all that stuff.
Yeah, I'll get cut up a little bit, but it's okay. It'll make for a good Instagram story.
Exactly. And you'll be like, holy shit, last night was nuts. We went to Terry Black's and then I got stabbed with the exact same steak knife they used to cut the brisket or whatever it is. And you're just like, holy shit.
It's like, but I'm single now, so what's up, girls?
But I don't get it. So if he ends up with her, because they're down in the final two, and she's one of them, 5150, and then the blonde girl on the right, the nurse, the hot nurse from Austin, I give up on that show because they pick the worst people of all time.
Yeah.
Every single time where it's just like, holy shit. Do you want to be with somebody who's going to be on meds the rest of their life and is going to go crazy eventually?
She had a breakdown every time they hung out.
Sure did.
And like he, a full-on Giorgio breakdown at dinner, had to leave, crying in the corner for literally no reason.
Yep.
It was something where it's like he chose to go to dinner with her second after the other girl, and she fucking lost her mind.
This kind of like attention needing is just, if you're a guy who like wants to fix a girl or like want like... This is it. This is what you sign up for. Like every night is an adventure.
Oh boy.
And every day, every day, every night is just like trying to get them down to a point where like they can at least just calm down enough.
Uh-huh.
Then you can have sex and they're really trying to get the attention from you and they want you to like
she's
remember
crying, you're saying,
I'm sorry,
you're hugging, and then you're
so
having
sex. So she's going to do whatevs, like, you know, come on.
Yeah.
It's kryptonite.
I guess.
She just pulls it to the side. You're not even taking the clothes off. You're ripping buttons. You're in a hallway for some reason.
Look, that's not my thing. I don't want to be killed throughout the evening, so not my thing. I'm surprised that it's his because he's so dorky, but who fucking knows?
It's everyone's. When you're presented with it, can you say no?
What was the final thing you think she said to him in the bedroom that night that really fucking clicked it, like really sent it over the edge?
It was some kind of manipulative thing of like he, you know, her something that her ex did or whatever that would never, I don't know.
She's crying. She goes, show me I'm number one.
So it was kind of the vibe is that the whole time she was just like, and he never wanted me and he cheated on me. And it's just really hard for me to like be picked second because I was picked second. And so I just like, it's, and he's like, all right, let me just fuck this chick.
Yeah. Yeah.
So A, she will shut up. And then B, maybe like, she'll realize, maybe she'll stop with this. I don't know.
James, we got some sponsors to put this shit wagon on the air. First and foremost, ghostbed.com/drinking bros. Did you hear, James?
What?
Biggest savings ever.
To date.
50% off that bundle package, dog. It's the adjustable base and the mattress combined together for one amazing evening. No, it's... tons of evenings.
Mm-hmm.
We've had it for 3 years now.
Yeah.
Can't go back.
Nope.
Can't go back, won't go back. Although,
loyalty.
I would like to get that 3D Matrix mattress, though.
Yeah, I think we are. Well, we're not going to get rid of the base, obviously, but no. We are going to change up the mattress. Why not?
Why not? And with that, you can get 40% off that mattress if you want now. So 50% off the bundle package. The adjustable base also comes in a Split King, which is amazing because that comes with two remote controls instead of one. That way, if your lava goes to sleep before or after you, you can kind of control your own destiny there. USB ports, flashlights, all of that. And then the rest of the site is 40% off with the promo code Drinkin' Bros at checkout. So you want a mattress? Great. Go get it. 40% off. Sheets, 40% off. The weighted blanket, 40% off. The cover, you name it. Everything is 40% off. You can stack the cart as high as it'll go. You want 60 mattresses? Put them in there. 40% off. Promo code Drinkin' Bros at checkout. That's all you got to do. And at the bottom of the page, you're going to see a 3-year pay-as-you-go program. No interest as long as you have decent credit. And if you check that box along with the deals that I mentioned, congratulations. You can walk out of there with a brand new bedroom set for about $20 a month now. Biggest savings they've ever had in their history over at ghostbed.com/drinkingbros. Next up, we got hardafseltzer.com. Jabes. What up, girl?
Word up.
We're in over 200 stores now in Tennessee and Florida, gaining more and more by the day. Heading out there, like I said, for the Miami Marlins season opener. We're inside the stadium there, inside Tampa Bay Rays Stadium as well, coming up on opening day. And we'll be inside the Tampa Bay Rowdy Stadium there if you're in Florida. Catch a game. Drink a ton of hard AF seltzer, and we're in every single Total Wines in the state of Florida and Tennessee. We're at the Smoky Mountain Axe House. We're still in Bearden's Beer Market up there in Knoxville, Tennessee, James. We're at Jack Brown's Bar in Chattanooga. We're at Frugal McDougal's in Nashville. We're everywhere. So all you got to do is go to hardafseltzer.com, click on the store locator, type in your zip code or city that you're currently in, and Google Maps will just take you right to the store. You can buy as many as you want. Same price as that 4% bullshit from White Claw. Fuck that, dude. This is 8%. All new flavors are out now. But if you're like one of us dummies who are living in a state where we're not in currently, you can order it online and we'll ship right to your doorstep. I just got some last night, James. Just got some last night.
Oh, I saw that.
We partied with them last night. Still not open here in Texas, but we're working on it, kids. Go to hardafseltzer.com today. Support us. Support the show. Go to hardafseltzer.com. Yeah, Prize Picks is America's number one fantasy sports app with more than 3 million members. It's the easiest and most exciting way to get in on the action. While you watch your favorite sports and players, you just pick more or less on two or more player stats and watch the winnings roll in. March is almost over, but the biggest moments in college basketball tip off the month of April. Be a part of the action on Prize Picks for both men's and women's college basketball. Get in on the playoff action and win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks as you and the world's best players take the game to a new level during basketball's postseason. You can now win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. You can turn $10 into $1,000 with basketball, hockey, and college basketball entries today at Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. So let's take the NBA, for example. Let's say you choose Steph Curry for more than 29 points and the Joker for more than 10 rebounds. Or let's say you take Caitlin Clark for more than 30 points and LeBron James for more than 7 assists. You're a winner. Kevin Durant for more than 28 points and Trae Young for more than 10 assists. You're a winner. It's that easy. Download the Prize Picks app today and use code Ross Patterson for a first deposit match up to $100. Again, download the Prize Picks app today and use code Ross Patterson for a first deposit match up to $100. Prize Picks. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy. Yeah, now it's time for PXG. When PXG says nobody makes golf clubs the way that they do, they're not lying. The PXG clubs I have are absolutely incredible. So when I heard about their new Black Ops driver, the driver that promises you that you don't have to sacrifice distance for forgiveness, I had to try it. I went to a PXG location for a fitting down in Austin. Fantastic experience across the board. Super impressed with those guys. And the PXG Black Ops driver is a breakthrough in driver technology. It's a complete and total victory in golf club engineering, unlike anything you've ever seen before. Black Ops drivers are adjustable to deliver a combined MOI of 10,000 plus for unreal forgiveness. That's ridiculously high. The higher the MOI, the more forgiving the club will play, so you don't have to square the ball perfectly for it to go straight and get distance. Add PXG's new advanced material face technology, and you get the incredible ball speed that pushes distance to absolute limits. More forgiveness, more distance, no sacrifices. Game changer has been thrown around a lot. Let's face it, all the time here, I feel like it's been thrown around so much that it's kind of just lost its meaning. Trust me when I tell you, the PXG driver is a true game changer. You'll be as impressed with it as I am. Learn more and get free shipping on all equipment at pxg.com/Ross Patterson and use the code Ross Patterson at checkout. That's pxg.com/Ross Patterson. Code Ross Patterson for free shipping on all equipment. pxg.com/Ross Patterson. Code Ross Patterson. Today. When is it over? Is it over tonight?
Manipulative on her part. I don't know. Isn't it next week?
I don't know. Now I got to find out who it is, because if it's 51-50, that's going to be out of control for that guy, and that'll end very, very quickly. But that's The Bachelor, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's The Bachelor. We talked about Ryan Reynolds getting richer and richer with Mint Mobile. Ironically, the day after that deal closed, we actually signed a deal with Mint Mobile, so they'll be on Drinking Bros. And they're rad and good for him. He's got another one today. He's got another one. Now, Georgie, I'm going to need your insight on this one. Do you know what Fubo is? Yeah. Okay.
The TV network?
Yes.
I bought it for a little while because it was the only way I could watch certain soccer
Correct.
Games.
Mm-hmm. So explain it to the people. And is this why, because of Wrexham, that he's into this now? So Fubo teams up with Ryan Reynolds for ad campaign touting this huge like rebrand.
Yeah. So basically Fubo is an internet television service, very similar to like YouTube TV.
Okay. Yes.
They will buy licenses for rights for content, as well as redistribution rights for certain sports. What's great for is like little rinky dink stuff. So like if you wanted to see Wrexham, I don't know if they broadcast the fifth division. Maybe they do, but this would be the place to see it.
Can I get Rowdy's games there? Is that where I'm watching the Tampa Bay Rowdy's games?
Probably.
I don't think they're broadcasting those games.
Shut the fuck up, Delco. It's the Rowdy's, all right?
Are they
it's
not?
It's the Rowdy's. Yeah, they've got to be televised. Everything is televised.
No.
I'll look into that.
Yeah, who's the Tampa Bay Rowdy's streaming deal with? There's got to be somebody out there. It might be Fubo. You
know? Dazen?
Oh, DAZN.
DAZN?
Yeah,
whatever it's called.
Yeah, DAZN's massive.
You don't know about DAZN?
You don't know about DAZN, homie?
Oh, man.
Come on.
They paid big money to be in Creed 3, I can tell you that. That whole movie was sponsored by DAZN.
They're on ESPN Plus, too, maybe. So.
Great. So we can watch our Rowdy's games. Get fucking nuts, dude.
Great.
Yeah. Delco. I don't know if they have one. Fucking idiot.
I doubt it, bro.
Moron, dude.
I want to see how many games are actually televised.
Rowdy's games? All of them. All of them are televised. They're an undefeated team.
Quit raining on Ross's parade.
They're an undefeated team. Sorry,
dude. Rowdy's till I die. But like, I don't know if I'm gonna be able to watch them.
They have a better record than your college team in Florida. So they're undefeated. All right.
We'll
show some
find
respect.
A way.
God damn, dude.
Actually, the Knights soccer team is pretty fucking stacked.
Are they?
Yeah, UCF soccer is really good.
Okay. All right. Well, maybe they look someday if they play hard enough, they can go play for the Rowdies after that.
Maybe. Yeah.
Because that's a professional team.
Right.
Are we going to have a say in who plays for them?
I'm going to talk to ownership for sure. I'm going to have a sit down with
those
guys.
Yeah, I wasn't really sure what the deal was, but how I'm going to be walking in there.
We're going to dip into the free agency pool.
Yeah. We're going to like bring people to practice and just like try them out.
Yeah, I'm going
to
walk the pitch. Same as Ryan Reynolds and those guys and be like, all right, let's, him.
Yep.
Yeah, I like him. Let's move him to center forward.
We'll have to be in the meetings.
I wonder if they'll have a coaching game.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I've only lost one game in the last 3.5 years in my career, so.
Right.
Of coaching men's soccer.
Sure.
I mean, because they're going to be men one day, so.
Yeah. So might as well treat them like that now.
Yeah. But looking forward to it, Jabes. And then we'll take some pictures of you waving like this to the people.
Yeah. From up in the suite.
Yeah. Yeah. Hi.
Because that's how they wave to everyone. They go, hi, we're up here, though.
Yeah, we're, hey.
Don't, like, come over. Don't come over. But we love you guys, but don't cross the line.
So they're sending over a thing where we can do a Rays and then a Rowdies game the same weekend, and then we'll go out there and do it, and then we'll get shots of Jabes waving to her fan base down there, you know?
Yep. That's what I picture. I mean, could be wrong, but that's what I'm picturing in my mind.
Doubt
for
it.
Sure.
Doubt it.
Yeah.
So looking forward to all of that. And by the way, if you're in the Miami area for the Marlins, we're having a big RPR Drinking Bros outing. Reed White's is down there in Miami. I think there's like 30 people going to the game. So it's March 31st. It is Friday, March 31st. In Miami, we're going to get a couple rows lined up so we can drink some hard AF seltzers for the Miami Marlins game, and that'll be a blast.
Nice.
So looking forward to that.
First round is on Ross.
Yeah, for sure, absolutely, and we'll rage. Thanks for that, Jesse. Yeah.
And I knew you wanted to second, say it. Yeah, in the second round too.
Maybe third.
Yeah. No, probably not.
Yeah.
Just getting stick to that 60? First round. That's gonna, be about 60. 60 seltzers.
Just, 60 seltzers.
Just some drink tickets, Ross, that you could just give out.
Yeah.
It's like 50, it's not, 100. You know,
we got you guys. Come on down.
No, it's
Ross
not
has
a
got
festival.
Your whole tab.
Not a festival.
Ross will. Everything's on Ross, right?
But what we're going to do is try to build a pyramid. Is that what we settled on? Like a hard AF seltzer pyramid?
All
in
we
the
settled
stands?
On was your tab. I think that's the only thing that we have.
Right, but I think we should build a pyramid of empty cans and then see how much we could possibly crush down there.
Love it.
They throw us out second game of the year.
Yes, they made the wrong choice. And let's remind them of that. Do you know what I mean?
So funny.
Let's remind them that they put 8% seltzer in their stadium. And really let them know what exactly that means.
When I was up late going through these contracts, there is a morality clause in there. And I did tell my lawyer specifically, I said, look, if they terminate, make sure, you know, whatever that cutoff date is the cutoff date for both of us, so we're not paying for the rest.
Sure.
Just in case we get out
just
of hand.
Just
in case we get out of hand, so.
We never would.
Nope, but it should be fun. And we're all looking forward to it, aren't we?
We are.
The Rowdies, dude. Damn it. Rowdies. Do you have crime corners or some nature nooks today, Jabes?
I don't.
Really?
Ross, I don't.
Bobby Three Sticks.
I sent you a great crime corner.
Sure did. I don't know. Are we doing, I just need to know, are we doing crime corner every day?
Sure, dude. Oh, okay. Yeah, we're popping up a crime corner or nature nook. The people demand it, Jabes. And yeah, I'm sorry. You gotta start checking your phone.
It could be like a once a week thing, you know?
Yes.
It used to be a once a week thing.
And it's because it's a once a week thing on Patreon. So we got Drinking Bros Podcast on Patreon, and we've got a full live crime corner show every week. This is kind of like a little teaser for what you do here. We're trying to build the show, Jabes.
What more do you want from her?
I know. Just gotta start checking the messages. Bobby Three Sticks sent over a powerful one.
Yes. 11:30 last night. I'm feeding my baby.
Yeah.
Yep. Still working. He's still working.
Company man.
Why is his baby up at 11:30 at night?
And why is he feeding it?
Yeah.
Well, he's got two now, so that's probably tricky.
Also, the infants go to bed super late.
Really? Yeah. What time?
You put your baby to bed at 7.
No, I put the toddler to bed at 7.
Yeah.
The fucking infant doesn't go down to like 10:30, 11. And then you push it. You push it back slowly. He slept through the night last night, baby. 11:30 to fucking 8 a.m.
Really?
Right.
Okay. Yeah. How old is he?
2 months.
No shit. Yeah. Same with us. Jesse loved it. And I'm kidding. What? Did not happen to Jesse whatsoever.
Actually, with this one, yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
All right. All right. Let's see that Crime Corner intro. God dang it. Crime Corner, Crime Corner.
All right, take it, Bob.
Bobby!
All right, so let me get to the important part here.
Why is Jessie shaking her head here?
I don't know. I don't know what's going on.
Jessie, what's going on over there?
Nothing. Take it.
Okay.
All right, so the LAPD, a man accused of stealing a truck and attempting to outrun the LAPD were in pursuit of him. Eventually he like crashed the truck or whatever. And, well, he tried to flee police in a more, I guess, unconventional way.
How so? Do we have video of
this? We have full ass video of this.
No way.
Go full screen.
All right, let's go full screen. Nice. Are we going to get popped for this? Or are we good?
No, it's on Law and Crime Network. It's fine.
Yeah.
Okay.
So here's the situation. I'll back up just a little bit to get the pursuit.
All right, he was on a skateboard.
That's how he tried to get away. So he crashes the truck with the trailer.
Okay.
Hops out.
Guns drawn.
Okay.
He's got a skateboard.
Do a fucking kickflip.
Look at that, dude.
There's fucking six cops chasing him. Here he goes, just through the.
Oh no, my god!
Way, dude.
Hey,
did he get out of there?
I mean, not horrible.
No, wait. Does he get out of
idea.
There? Where's he at on Flower? Oh shit!
Such a better sabotage. Takedown than running.
Listen, y'all, it's sabotage.
Wow. Dude, such a
Look
cool guy.
At that.
Whenever he gets out, he's gonna get sponsored. Don't you think?
Yeah, Snake Farm Co. We should dude, Jared's company.
Oh my
god, that'd be a great sponsorship for him.
I mean, he was hauling.
He was hauling oats, dude. Look at that. That's a great one. Holy shit. So that was on Flower. That's right downtown. I've shot off there. That's in downtown LA.
Yeah.
Man, he had a shot at this. If that cop car didn't kind of cut him off there, he would have done it.
Or if he was able to go into like alleys.
Yeah.
Without like, because then if he could have outrun the cops on foot, it's just the cars were following and blocking him, right?
Damn it, man. Flower's a...
If he was able to get down one of those alleys,
it's a tough street because, because a cop car can easily go down there, as you guys saw. But if he would have hit an alley off of Flower down there, he could have done it. The only problem is the terrain for a skateboard in those alleys is awful. Like, I don't think he would have been able to stay on his board. So he probably had to stick to the main road.
Right.
To get as fast as he was going. You know what I'm saying? Shit, he almost got away. What was the crime here? Because hopefully it's not like a pedophile or something.
No, he allegedly stole a truck.
Oh.
Stole a truck and then it crashed, you know, the cops.
Yeah.
I mean, that's LA, you know? That's LA, stealing trucks, stealing cars.
Stealing cars becoming an awesome thing now, too.
I know. Dude, I had three stolen in LA, and now it's an awesome thing. How's your truck doing these days?
It's doing fine. I leave it open.
Okay.
Yeah. But I had one of our friends actually just got her car stolen.
Oh, the entire thing.
Out of her driveway. Yeah.
Yeah. That's the same thing happened to me. I got three stolen. Yeah.
In Austin?
Yep.
Yeah. They found it, though.
Not in Austin.
They found it in a house.
Like, ditched.
In a house.
Inside a house?
Yeah, hit a house.
Any pics of that car inside the house? That's dope.
Inside the house.
That's a great firsthand story.
But they towed it, so she got it at the, you know.
Oh, okay.
The tow
so
truck.
She didn't, yeah. They just told her.
They told her it was in a house. It hit a house.
And then I'll try to find that news story because it's local. And then I guess the lot told her they're getting like 10 a day of these now.
Yeah. 10 a day stolen cars.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's how Los Angeles started. And then it all went downhill. It's for sure.
Put an air tag in your car, everyone.
I mean, what
the fuck does that do?
$20 tracks
it.
Really?
Yeah.
No shit.
You put an air tag on anything, you can track it.
What? Can you pull one up just so I can see what this looks like? An air tag? Because what do you do? Just stick it like behind the tire or something?
No, you just put it in the trunk.
Oh, that's it?
Yeah, it's tiny.
Oh, shit.
Size of a watch battery.
Yeah, like if you wanted to like stalk someone or like keep tabs on like an X or
something. Shut the fuck up. That's what you can do with that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You just track it on your phone.
Man, that's creepy. All right. Giorgio, order me two of those. I'm going to need one for Jesse's car. And phone and life and all that stuff. Just getting popping.
I have location services on in mine.
A bulk one. Do you?
Yeah.
I don't even know how. Mm-hmm. Not that I care, you know? Not that I really give a shit. Some friends of ours, by the way. It was a fun crime corner, Bob. I'm proud of you.
Thank you, Bob. You really did it. You saved the day.
You did save the day.
I didn't.
Look, I'm clocked in 24/7.
Yep.
Sure.
You're always grinding for this company, and I just fucking come in and
laissez-faire.
Flap my gap and go home.
Yeah.
Wait.
Laissez-faire, real hands-off, you know, Jabes. Everybody's got to do everything for Jessie. All she wants to do is wave from a suite from the soccer team that she now owns.
Whatever, dude. I'm fucking...
The Tampa Bay Rowdies, you know?
You guys would be nothing without me. And you know it's true. Just kidding.
She's changed, guys.
Yeah, yeah.
She's changed. Now she's a soccer owner, dude.
Right.
And that's who she is, you know?
Yep.
Yeah. She's a rowdy gal. Mm-hmm. She's a rowdy gal now.
Yep.
Some friends of ours were talking about this History of the World on Hulu with Mel Brooks. It's a weird one because it's I guess it's part two of this. I didn't see the first series. Anybody else?
Wait, what? You haven't seen it?
I haven't seen
it. It's a movie.
Yeah. So I haven't seen it.
That's where the phrase, it's good to be king, comes from. It's okay. It's good to be the king.
Sure.
You know?
Brilliant.
You know,
sure.
Brilliant line.
Okay. Look, I'll take your word for it. A bunch of people have hit me up about it, and they're like, hey, dude.
No, it's like an older really movie, right?
Yeah, it's from like the 70s. It's really funny. Like, I love History of the World Part 1.
Well, the new one just came out.
Yes, and so it's a part show. Two.
Yes, it's a
or
show.
Or it's a movie, sorry.
And this is now Hulu's most watched scripted original.
Wow.
Of the year here. And good for comedy, I guess. Shit, I'll have to watch it. Some friends of ours watched this. It was fucking hilarious. So we'll check it out. I'm amped to see it. I didn't know Mel Brooks was still alive. I love Mel Brooks, obviously, but he's got to be in his 90s, I would imagine.
He's thriving.
Look, every time you see him, he's always like the same Mel Brooks.
He's 96.
Holy shit. Is he really?
Yeah, him and, man, I forget what documentary or something it was in, but like a couple years ago before Carl Reiner died, like him and Carl Reiner would just hang out every day, like having dinner and watching old movies or watching new comedies. And like kind of just...
I watched that doc. You're right.
He still looks great and sounds like there.
Yeah, he does.
And
he
does. He's always... What's good for him is he's always looked old.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like you've always been like, dude, what are you, 80?
Yeah.
So it's not like... jarring.
That's how I'm going to feel about Larry David.
Yeah, like what point is he going to turn into like an actual old person?
Like a raisin.
Because he's always looked old, right?
Tough call, dude.
So it's going to be very subtle.
Is it better to look old always or...
Steve Martin's another one. And yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, ask Rob.
Steve Martin's looked the same since 1978.
Rob's looked the same for 10 years.
That's true.
It's very true.
Yeah, it's true. But Steve Martin's looked the same since 1978, where you're just like, oh, yeah. Jesus Christ. Yeah, you've always been 60.
Is it better? If you're a dude.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, you can't like be a gal that has always looked old.
But when you're young and you look that old, it's not sweet.
I didn't look fucking old as fuck when I was 23.
No, we're just talking about the last 10 years, Bob.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah.
Last 10 years of
your life.
They've
been hard on you.
But
that's true. I won't deny that.
You've just been preparing for like the dad role.
Yeah.
Early.
Larry's 75.
Wait, who is?
Larry David.
Larry David. And like does not
looks
look.
Kind of the same.
He's always looked 75.
Yeah. No, I mean, he's always looked 60.
Yeah.
He's always looked 60.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like an LA 60.
It's when you have a boyish face and then you get older and it looks weird. Like Haley Joel Osment right now is going through it where it's just
that one's going to be rough.
I don't know how that's going to shake out for him.
But you'll see like when you watch different episodes of Curb, Larry looks the same, but then you see like a Richard Lewis who is just progressively looking worse and worse.
Wow.
He's like dead.
He is dead.
He's like a corpse in the scenes. Or like everyone else getting old around you.
So
Cheryl Hines next to him.
Yeah.
Cheryl Hines looks great. She looks great, actually.
She does look good. But so, she's clearly gotten older. And
she went to UCF.
Well, I got a funny story. Richard Lewis went to Ohio State. So he was the homecoming like celebrity of the thing at Ohio State, and I was super amped to meet him. Mm-hmm. He looked old then,
yeah,
and I was like, oh shit, Richard Lewis is...
That's a weathered dude.
Well, he was one of those comedians who was, you know, back of the club, smoking cigs, for hard sure. drinker, that he was like the first Dave Attell, essentially, back in the day.
Yeah.
And, you know, always wearing a dark coat, clothing, everything sure. else, where you're just like, all right, you just stepped out behind a trash can and you've been smoking, you know, Marlboro Reds all day.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I don't know what the...
The answer is?
I don't know what the answer is. It's tough. I think you would want to look at least your age for a little bit of the time, you know?
Yeah.
Because otherwise, Steve Martin, yeah.
You don't want people to be like, oh my God.
How old are you?
Yeah. You're what?
How old are you?
Oh my God, I thought you were so much older. That would be awful, right? To always hear that. Like a Steve Martin or a Larry David, where they're like, what?
What? You look older.
Yeah. I think another one who's like that, but more in the mid zone, is like Paul Rudd's always looked 35.
True.
Yeah, man.
True.
God
so
damn.
That worked. So that worked out for him.
I think if you're going dream scenario as a dude, it's Paul Rudd. I mean, shit, he's always looked great. And he's always looked 35 for, he's got to be 60, right?
I mean, Brad Pitt looks still great.
That's true. That's the dream
BP,
scenario.
Paul Rudd. I wonder how much work it is for BP to do that shit.
Paul Rudd is 53.
Fuck.
Oh, I think we talked about this on the show a while ago. Paul Rudd is right now the same age that Wilford Brimley was in Cocoon.
Yeah. Yeah. It's just different now. It's different. You can be older.
You can,
it's
I guess.
It's okay.
You can. What's like, we talked about the Ben Affleck thing with him, because he's trying to stay in that younger gap, whereas Matt Damon said fuck it and kind of grayed up here.
I actually think he said fuck it. So
Matt,
I saw
Ben
him,
Affleck or
yes,
Matt Damon?
So I saw him on Matt Damon. That was a long time ago. But yeah. I saw Ben Affleck on Good Morning America.
Okay.
He was there with Damon and Davis.
Yeah, they're doing a full court press for the movie Air.
For the movie Air.
It's the best reviews of his career besides Good Will Hunting so far.
I don't think there's... Like, you guys are like, what's wrong? Or you were saying what's wrong with him, whatever. I think he's fine. He sounds fine.
Okay.
It sounds like a, you know, combination of a couple different head meds, but whatever. But I think he's definitely not cool Ben Affleck anymore. And he definitely made a conscious decision, or it just happened. Like, remember the George Clooney splice?
Yeah. But that, I think that just happens. I don't think that was a conscious decision.
Well, I think maybe it just happened with Ben Affleck too. Like, if you're not doing all the things that you were doing, if you're not hanging out with the people you're hanging out with, if you're not whatever, and you're staying in a basement and giving your blood to J-Lo so that she could stay young.
Yeah.
Then like, you just don't, you lose touch, right?
Uh-huh.
And he definitely seemed pretty dorky, pretty dad-like, pretty, like, he is not the Ben Affleck behind you ever again.
Okay.
Like, it was the exact thing with George Clooney, where one day he's just like hot, older, bachelor, gray hair, like funny, his friends are cool. And then the next day he's dorky grandpa and it's just over.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
so
yeah.
I think that kind of feels like what it is, how he's talking, what he's talking about, you know. He used to not be into anything he was doing. You interview him about it and he's like, eh, whatever. And now he's like very excited and it's just a different person.
Okay. I don't mind that.
And I don't think he's going back, and that's fine.
I don't mind that. That's fine. So. That's fine for Affleck. But I'm going to read it. So there's this super, super like insider site that I read. And this guy just doesn't fucking miss. Mm-hmm. And he's brutally honest. And he's probably a horrific person, to be honest with you. But I trust his shit. And he says here, the movie everyone wanted this Oscar season and couldn't find is here. It's Air. It's the first movie made by Ben Affleck and Matt Damon since we first met them in 97. Shit. Good Will Hunting was 97. Damn, dude.
It's
25 years ago, 26 years ago. And it says it is also the first potential Best Picture nominee of 2023. That's how fucking good it is.
Is it a bad idea to come out right after Oscars? I mean, people forget about
it. It's a great question, because what they're saying here is the movie is so commercial that it's the perfect time for it to come out because of how commercial and how big it's going to be. They think this is going to make a couple $100 million in the box office. Yes.
It's kind of got like a Ford versus Ferrari vibe. So it's like a movie your dad wants to see.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they also said that Michael Jordan did have some like a wish list for this. And they had to meet up with Michael Jordan for it. And the wish list was he wanted Viola Davis to play his mom. Mm-hmm. So they said that they could accommodate that and make that happen. So she's in the movie. And everybody else is just saying it's a fucking blast. And it says, you know, we're all sick of superheroes and movies and capes and all that stuff. This one is the movie that finally breaks that mold where you feel like you're in an 80s, 90s movie again.
It seems like a dad movie.
Let's be clear. Like, I have not seen it. We have not seen it.
It doesn't come out until March 5th. So you got 2 weeks left.
They can say, I mean, we'll check it out. But
I'm amped, but I know this, like everybody's amped who kind of grew up in that era of it. I mean, it's the creation of Nike, and Nike is so massive to this day. They've got Jordan's numbers here just from Nike this last year alone. His royalty checks from Nike last year were $400 million.
Jesus, fuck.
I mean, he signed that deal in the 80s, for Christ's sake. So it's a lot of fucking money. I don't know the real story, and I'm interested in hearing it and everything else. You know, I read one of the books and stuff, but to see it on the screen, and if Jordan had some say in it, then yeah, you're probably getting pretty close to the truth. So we'll see. But I'm amped to see it for sure. It looks fun. And
I don't love when the person has a lot of say.
It's about the guy. It's about Michael Jordan. Jordan's not going to let you down. If there's one guy out there that's not going to let you down, it's Michael Jordan, for Christ's sakes.
Okay.
Save the Last Dance was...
So
you know what I'm saying, though, right?
The Williams sisters had, like, total say over their fucking dad's biopic, essentially. Uh-huh. And, like, the movie is stupid.
I didn't see it.
It was like fucking propaganda for them.
Well, that's what I mean. That's like, if someone has
Smith
a
won
say...
An Oscar.
If someone has a say in it, I don't 100% trust that I'm getting the full picture.
Okay.
Right?
We'll find out. I don't know. Can't say. All I can tell you is there's been like 90 great reviews of it. So who knows, man?
Yeah. So of course it's going to be good.
But they're back, dude. And then they've created their own production company.
And this is the first movie to come out of it. So
those guys are printing money. It's almost like the Weinsteins, you know?
Right.
Weinsteins went down. Those are the guys that brought them up. Now they're the two that are doing it.
And Tara Song.
Yeah. If you can find great films and then start pairing up these people, and if this does well, I mean, sky's the limit for these guys, so we'll see what happens. But sure is interesting, and I'm looking forward to it. But it's the same weekend as Mario.
Hmm.
All the kids want to see Mario.
It's me, Mario.
I just want to hear Chris Pratt's accent in this goddamn thing.
He's not doing one, I think he said.
That's what I heard, and it's fucking bullshit. I want a stereotypical Italian guy to do it. But the big joke for this weekend is kids in one theater, dads in the other. And yeah. I kind of want to see Mario, though.
Yeah.
The trailers in the theater, it looks like some of the best animation I've ever seen. So I'll go see that for sure. I'm amped about that. Now, the kids walked out of Shazam, I heard, the other night.
Yeah.
They did.
It scared them.
Okay.
And I probably wasn't good enough to be okay with the scary parts.
Granny D took them and they walked out. Are you sure that they scared them, or were they just like, dude, we're over this shit? Superhero movie they walked out of.
That's what I mean is... If it was amazing, they would have stayed through the scary stuff.
I randomly caught a thread, not a thread, but like some tweets today that was like someone got mad at a dad because he said there were no movies to take his kids to like this weekend or like last weekend or whatever. And a bunch of people got up in arms and were like, Shazam is there. Like, go see fucking Shazam. And I saw someone who I follow reply and be like, dude, that is not a movie for a fucking 5-year-old.
Right. Found that out. It did, but they didn't show any of that, like in the obviously in the trailer. So you just go, no. Oh, it's just Zach Pugh being.
And it wasn't our 4-year-old who was funny. Scared. It was the other
no,
one.
No, it was him.
I was just like, oh,
yeah. The 8-year-old was over it.
Yeah, he was over it. Yeah.
And the 4-year-old was scared.
Our kids just, I hope this is the case. I hope they're just changing. Like, they're over, they don't want anything to do with the metaverse or VR headsets.
Right.
Zero interest in that shit.
Yeah, he wanted to see so Creed far, 3 again.
Yeah, dude. He wanted to see Creed 3 again for the third time. And I was like, bruh, I can't.
I'm cool with that.
It's a good movie, but it's, you know, can't see it 3 times in a row. But I would find it hilarious if this generation just grows up and they're like, hey, we don't want this stupid shit of the metaverse, VR headsets, superhero movies, like all the things that are, you know, that they tell them they're going to love. They're just like, no, we don't want any of that.
Yeah.
We want none of that.
They'll replace it with something else annoying.
Well, no, I mean, shit, this year, you know, because our kids, our oldest turns 9 coming up here in a few weeks. When I asked him what he wanted for his birthday, he said a basketball hoop for the driveway. And I was like, yes, of course. Sweet. You want to be active and go outside and play basketball? Sure, I'll put that up tomorrow. Let's fucking do it. And so maybe that's the route that it's going. And it's the rest of us dummies that are caught up in this whirlwind of shit, you know?
Yeah. Whirlwind of shit.
Because I know YouTube is. And since we're on YouTube today, in case I didn't say it on this show, I know I said it on the other ones, but I'll tell you on this one. YouTube is now moving towards TikTok. They want the shorts. And if you guys are seeing a lot of shorts on the channel, that is why. And they're getting a ton of views. Ironically, we've been on this YouTube channel for 7 years. And we had a short that was 46 seconds long. It's our highest viewed video in our channel's history. And that's depressing. So 1.1 million views. And then the other one with Ray Cash Care, when he was here the other day, is already up to close to 200,000 views, Bob. I mean, it's nuts. We're all just kind of just going into a TikTok platform now. Is that what we're doing now? TikTok has changed the world?
Yeah.
I guess so, man.
Yeah. Yeah. So if you see the shorts on the channel, I've gotten a few questions about it. That's why, and it is bringing in subscribers and then views to the full shows and all that other stuff. So, yeah, all of that will remain and everything else. We've just added these shorts to it. But, I mean, my God, we've got shorts on Instagram, shorts on Facebook, shorts on Twitter, shorts on TikTok, and now shorts on YouTube. Sweet, but it's all the same content, I guess. And it's almost like they're tracking each other because the same clips that are doing well on TikTok are the same ones that are doing well on YouTube. Mm-hmm. It's like, oh, okay, cool. Do you guys just want to buy each other and figure it out and just have one app called Vine? Because that's what it is. We're back to Vine again.
Right.
We're at square one with Vine. But yeah, so all those videos are up. People have been axing about them, and there'll be more. You know, get ready. That's the next thing. Maybe kids will reject that too. And they're like, no, dude, fuck this.
We want to watch a 4-hour video.
We want to watch Lincoln the movie.
Yeah.
You know? A 3.5-hour Spielberg biopic on Lincoln. Let's sit down and watch it, Dad. I mean, it'd be great.
Right.
Don't know if that's going to happen, but it sure would be great. And, you know. It's what we're here to. We're pleasing the people over there. And if you like it, you like it, I guess. I mean, shit. 1.1 million views on those fucking videos, dude. That's wild.
Just go with it.
That's absolutely wild.
Don't fight it, Ross.
I'm not. Look, it's there and we're doing it. We're doing all the things over there.
Okay.
Just because you're rowdy royalty now doesn't mean you get to fucking act up, all right?
You'd be nothing without me, and everyone knows that.
Yeah, you've really changed ever since that deal happened last night at, like, you know, 1 a.m.
And I didn't even
know
about it.
Real high on your rowdy horse. Has Blake Lively gone to a Wrexham game? Are you trying to become the Blake Lively here stateside?
No, I'm the D, Sweet D.
Oh, Sweet D, okay, yeah.
She goes.
So she goes to the games. Okay, all right. So you're in it. Yeah. You're a rowdy girl.
Yeah. That's me.
Rowdy royalty. Tampa Bay rowdy royalty.
If they lose, I'll be like, oh, you guys, you fucked up.
What's that picture there? Is that her with her face jammed in there?
This is her celebrating with Rob and Ryan.
Yeah. She's in it.
Blake couldn't make it, huh? Blake Lively couldn't make it.
They have four kids now?
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that Rob McElhenney's got kids. What do they have, two kids?
I feel like they're older, and I think she actually is part owner as well. So I think they,
well,
she
married.
Was talking about it like we did this and this and this.
Okay.
What, Delco?
Oh, I mean, the video is just of Rob hugging Ryan at first. And then
it's a funny video, actually, where she was like trying to hug him and he was just all over Ryan. And she was like, oh, okay.
Making all the right moves there, this guy's. All the right moves. And Wrexham, I think, is in first place. Didn't you say that, guys, behind the scenes? The new season's going to be a banger.
Rob's doing all of it, and he's bringing Ryan along.
You need that Ryan Reynolds money, though, behind you. I mean, you really do.
You do, but you need someone like Rob to be like, hey, this is fucking cool, I promise. Like, it will
someone
make you cool.
Someone that gives a shit about sports,
And like something that, someone that understands like what's actually cool, what's actually funny, what's actually going to be good. And then you bring in somebody like Ryan to be like, hey, I need you. to help me with this, but I clearly found it. I have, you know, he's been into soccer for football, whatever, for so much longer.
Sure, sure.
So, yeah.
It's a smart move.
It's Rob, though. It's Rob, 100%.
It's a smart move, for sure. It's a smart move. Like, the social media that guy brings is nuts, dude. Absolutely nuts. How many followers does Ryan Reynolds have on Instagram, for Christ's sakes? It's got to be probably 10 million, right?
It's something like that.
Pull it up, just out of curiosity.
It's got to be more than that. He has 48. Yeah.
48 million?
Yeah.
Holy shit. There's
so that's even Rob being super followers. Smart about who to fucking call and bring in.
God. And now Wrexham like has all a half him. Mil.
Wrexham's got a half a million, huh? Shit, what do the Rowdies have? Let's go to the Tampa Bay Rowdies. No, let's see where we started and where we're going to go with the Rowdies here.
Yeah.
Okay?
Okay.
We gotta
see what, how we can
bottom.
Build. Yeah.
See
42K.
42K, not bad.
Not bad.
See, the Rowdies?
Not bad.
Rowdies got a solid following.
Fuck yeah, they do. Look at those unis, dude. Let's go, Rowdies.
Tampa loves the Rowdies.
I know. It's a Rowdies town, dude.
It really is.
Now that Brady's retired there, this is it. This is a Rowdies town.
It's our time to take over.
It really is, dude. Oh, they do have a sponsorship on their jersey. Man, I would like to be on the jersey. We're not on the jersey.
I think we might be able to beat Dex Imaging.
Yeah.
You think so? I wonder what Dex pays for that.
I would like to hope.
I wonder what Dex pays for that. It'd be fun to have those jerseys rolling around.
Fuck. Just a big pina colada fucking graphic on the back.
Dude. Oh, it'd be so good. It's just a different level of money, and we're not even close.
We could put
to
our peach
there.
Logo like right on the back of their shorts.
Oh, it'd be so great!
So this is a printer and copier company.
out of
yeah,
where?
So we could beat them.
Out of Tampa?
Must be out of Tampa, but it appears to be national.
Okay. Do they have some money?
That's a sexy sponsorship, isn't it?
Let's not say their name. Just tell me this, Bob. Just Google the company name and say net worth and see what it's worth, like whatever this company
is. You just
is.
Said their name.
Oh, we did?
Yeah.
We also showed the kit that had their name
oh,
on
we did?
It.
Okay, great. So just say what Dex has got, all right, in this life. What are they? What kind of money are they rolling? Net worth-wise, what do they got? Not that
it's
any of these
national,
are correct, by the way.
I mean...
Are they public?
It appears their valuation is about $100
million. Ooh.
Easy.
That is about 99 and a half more than...
Easy day, dude. What?
Than Tetherball, so yeah. Got a ways to go. Got a ways to go there for that. So, shit, dude. Really? Goddamn printing company's got $100 million? Son of a bitch, dude. Who's printing these days? Who's running over to the printer and being like, well, time to Xerox my stuff today?
Lots of people print stuff.
Still, huh?
I mean, they won't.
I mean, all the contracts that I did last night, all this shit is DocuSign. So...
Right, yeah. I mean, I'm sure they've gone down in evaluation since that, but at one time.
Wow.
Yeah.
Son of a bitch.
They ruled the world.
All right. Well, look, we're starting small, okay? Real small. But Jesse's going to be rowdy royalty now, and it's going to be a thing, so, you know, hopefully we can meet up there.
You have the manager's number?
It's me. So I'm making a lot of decisions now.
For the team?
Yeah, probably. Probably. It's something we'll discuss. No need for you to be a part of those conversations, you know? All you got to do is just look hot, all right, and be rowdy royalty. That's it. All right.
Okay.
A Tampa Bay socialite. Is that even a thing?
You'd be nothing without me.
Is there Real Housewives of Tampa Bay? Is that out there yet?
No, they have Miami, though.
Well, of course they have Miami.
Okay.
But Tampa Bay?
No. No.
I do have a audition from auditionsfree.com, casting for reality show Tampa Housewives in Tampa, March 24th, 2022.
Shit. Let's go.
There's also Selling Tampa, meet the ladies of Netflix's new real estate show.
No shit.
Selling Tampa.
Selling Tampa. That's a hard sell.
Be a real shame if we move the operation to Florida.
Yep. Yep.
Man, those Florida housing, the market is no joke, though. I was shocked at those numbers.
I mean, is it any worse than here?
Well, no. Here, this is Los Angeles, but you got to sit on this for a few years.
I found Jesse's show.
All right, what do you got?
What is it?
Tampa Bays.
Shut the fuck up. B-A-E-S. Tampa Bays. And these are just little whores in Tampa?
I don't know if this is a scripted or unscripted. It showed up under reality. Yeah, it's a reality series following a group of young friends, lesbian friends. Sorry. Thank you, Bob.
All right.
Thank you for reading the synopsis before you said this is Jesse's show.
I love their, who did their font for the trailer? That's pretty fucking rad. Whoever did that, it's great work on that. But so it's Tampa Bay lesbians? That's what the whole show's about?
Yeah. I think, you know, Selling Tampa, maybe more. Although I don't know that Jesse fits in with that cast.
Maybe not.
She played softball.
Fits in with which cast?
Selling Tampa.
Selling Tampa. There you go.
Why, Bob? Say it. Say it, Bob.
You're white. I only see one blonde.
Yeah,
Delco was talking about the lesbian one, and I'm like, I do like Home Depot.
Yep,
I played softball.
Yeah.
He's right.
Yeah,
I think I can infiltrate.
Probably. Oh yeah, easily. You've never been hit on by a lesbian?
Yeah, I have.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. And what was the?
Yeah,
vibe?
But I don't think that's the show. I don't think it's like, oh, just hit on straight people and have them not want to do it. Oh, okay.
We don't know, Jesse. Okay. But if you've been hit on before, then at least it's a possibility. We want to know that exists out there, you know?
Okay.
If you have to go out with them, maybe they're going to a Rowdies game, you know, and we're in the same box as those guys.
I bring the Tampa Bays with me?
Yeah, you bring the Tampa Bays.
No problemo.
And then we all kind of party together and then see what happens.
No problemo.
Undefeated. Rowdies are undefeated, Bob. Let's never forget it. Three games into the season, undefeated Tampa Bay Rowdies. Let's fucking go, fam. Fun show. Glad to be back today. Glad to be back on air today.
Yeah, back in the routine.
Miss it, dang it.
Spring break.
No, spring break.
We got a break for, huh?
For the children's. That's all over now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank God.
Because they even canceled, soccer and all that stuff. Baseball, everything else. So now that's back as well.
Everything.
Yeah.
They just want you to be home with your family.
For a full week. I don't know who can take a week off. Whenever I see parents doing that, I'm like, what do you do? Somebody just gives you a whole week off your job like that, you know?
They planned.
Christmas, I understand, but not in the middle of the year.
You're what?
They have PTO.
What's that?
Paid time off.
And they save it up.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm. We give everybody the last 2 weeks of the year, you know, paid off and all that shit. But like, God, it's just in the middle of the week, like the middle of March. Oh, hey,
some
take
people
the week off.
Will have, especially if you work at the same company for a long time, my dad would rack up PTO.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he'd have like...
And you months. Could like save it. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Yeah. We're on daily, so we don't have that here.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
Can't do it. Mm-hmm. Including myself. I'd love to just, you know, just kind of take off and disappear for a little bit. But I can't. Mm-hmm. People need me. Damn it. They need rowdy royalty there.
Yep.
If I give you a crown for the first game, would you wear it?
Yeah.
Okay. To wear it to wave at people and all that stuff? All right.
Sure.
All right. Cool. Yeah. I'm going to hold you to that.
Okay.
Thanks for joining us, kids. We'll be live for Drinking Bros here in 22 minutes? Is that right?
Yeah, yep. We have a guest.
We do have a guest. In studio?
Yeah.
No?
I thought we had a guest in studio.
I think it's in studio, Bob. Right, Check the schedule.
It is. Bob doesn't know anything.
Bob knows nothing. Fucking idiot. We asked him about the rowdies, dude, and they're undefeated, you know?
You guys would be nothing without.
Yeah, no, I heard you. I heard you the first 16 times today.
Well, that, I was going to say Delco.
Oh, sure. Sure, sure, sure. So stay tuned. That's going to be on Drinking Bros Podcast on Patreon here in 21 minutes. We will be live over there. In the meantime, look, go to iTunes, rate the show a 5-star, and leave a quick review. It's all the advertisers care about, dingits. And Spotify, just a 5-star, and then you can walk away. For Jesse Wiseman, a.k.a. The Jables, I'm Ross Patterson. This is The Revolucion. Buenos tardes, everyone.
Good afternoon.